Chapter 1. What is translation? What is translation? Normally, people do not think about translations unless either a translated text is incomprehensible or awful, or unless they too are translators. In fact, the best translations are invisible. So, if the best translations are invisible, what then is a translation? Translation is the act of moving written text from one language to another. Sounds simple, right? Wrong. In reality, translation is a very difficult task. As any language student knows, to his or her dismay, words, phrases, idioms, and expressions in one language do not necessarily correspond to those in another, as all the unfortunate examples in the introduction illustrate. At the most basic level, there are obvious pitfalls of false cognates or false friends, reversed word order, pictograms versus alphabets, and so forth. Even when there is a one-to-one correspondence between two languages, the underlying meaning in each given phrase may still differ due to variations in cultural norms, changes over time, etc. For example, the same words that create an offensive curse in one language may barely sting in another. Plus, languages are the active creations of living, breathing human beings, and as a result, languages evolve and morph. This often causes the underlying meaning of a word or expression to drift. Unsurprisingly, researchers have recently concluded that translating from one language to another is one of the most complex, higher-order activities of the human brain. In the end, translation is not about words. It's all about communicating meaning, an extremely complicated task indeed. And when more than one language gets involved, the task grows exponentially harder, often resulting in a true Tower of Babel. Free bonus video content. Our team recorded a video on the topic of a typical day working as a translator. This video was originally produced as one of the 50 video modules for the Certified Translation Professional, or CTP, program. But you can watch it for free by typing the following into your web browser. translatorcertification.com/video1/. A brief overview of the history of translation. We don't know when the very first translators began plying their craft. It may well have involved trade between two distant tribes, or perhaps something else entirely. Probably the two earliest known extant samples of translation include the Sumerian Epic of Gilgamesh, around 2000 BCE, and the Jewish Septuagint, or Old Testament, 200 or 300 BCE. One of the earliest known translation artifacts is the Rosetta Stone. In today's world, Rosetta Stone is the name of a multi-million-dollar corporation that sells one of the best-known language learning software programs in the world. But the corporation took its name from an Egyptian slab dated to 200 BCE that was rediscovered by a French soldier shortly before 1800 CE. The original Rosetta Stone is a trilingual text with ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, ancient Egyptian script, Demotic, and ancient Greek, that took translators decades to decode. When the Rosetta Stone was finally deciphered by Jean-François Champollion, a French Egyptologist, it proved to be the key to reading hieroglyphics. The Rosetta Stone is not the only bilingual or even trilingual remnant in the world, but it remains the most famous. The translation of the Old Testament is part of a larger phenomenon, transferring core tenets from one religion to another. This has proved to be one of the primary reasons for making a translation across the centuries and millennia. Thus, we find the Septuagint, a translation of the sacred Hebrew words into the Greek that was spoken in Egypt. In 4th century Europe, St. Jerome translated the Hebrew and Greek Bible into Latin, creating the Latin Vulgate version that was the primary Bible for centuries. It's no surprise that St. Jerome is considered to be the patron saint of translators. Later in the 9th century, the Bible was translated into a number of local vernacular languages, including French, German, and what would become Russian and the other Slavic languages, due to the efforts of Saint Cyril, who invented the Cyrillic alphabet in order to transmit the Bible to those cultures. From Martin Luther in Germany and Jakub Wujek in Poland in the 16th century to the King James Bible of 17th century England and the 20th century Vatican II, the Bible, whether Old or New Testament, has continued to be an important focus for translation and retranslation. Likewise, in Asia, translation is associated with the spread of Buddhism. Only in the late medieval Arab world was translation more associated with the scholarly works, such as Greek and Latin treatises, and less with the Quran. Although the Quran has been translated in more recent years, historically it was only read in Arabic. In today's world, translation is part of the larger global trend towards increasing automation and use of computers. This began in the 1960s for the field of translation as an outshoot of the Automated Language Processing Advisory Committee, or ALPAC. Computer-aided translation, or CAT, and machine translation, while still imperfect at best, have been making great strides forward in accuracy and utility, and can be considered as part of the larger push toward true artificial intelligence. Major languages of the world. The exact number of languages spoken in the world is hard to determine, as the difference between a language and a dialect can be hard to pinpoint. Furthermore, the distinction between two languages is often based on geographical, religious, or political parameters rather than vocabulary, grammar, or pronunciation. In the middle part of the last century, linguist Barbara Grimes put together a database of the world's living languages, the Ethnologue. Now in its 22nd edition as of 2020, the list has grown to nearly 7,111 languages and is owned by SIL International, Summer Institute of Linguistics, at ethnologue.com. The database is available both in print and online, and the statistics in the following section are derived from it. When tallied according to number of native speakers, the 10 largest languages in the world, the native or original languages for nearly half of the world's population, would be the following. Number 1, English, 1.132 billion speakers. Number 2, Mandarin, 1.117 billion speakers. Number 3, Hindi, 615 million speakers. Number 4, Spanish, 534 million speakers. Number 5, French, 280 million speakers. Number 6, Standard Arabic, 274 million speakers. Number 7, Bengali, 265 million speakers. Number 8, Russian, 258 million speakers. Number 9, Portuguese, 234 million speakers. Number 10, Indonesian, 199 million speakers. Therefore, if all speakers who learned a language as a foreign language were included in the above list, English would be at the very top by far more millions of speakers, as it has become today's de facto lingua franca. Language families. The branch of linguistics called comparative philology has classified the world's languages into different language families. The languages within a family usually share a common or root language from which they developed. However, sometimes languages are considered to be related simply because they happen to be geographically close to one another. The Indo-European language family. The Indo-European language family is the most fully researched of all the language families. The languages in this family are spoken in India, Pakistan, Iran, and nearly all of Europe. The Indo-European language family has been split into smaller language groups. Indo-Iranian has about 1.5 billion speakers and includes languages such as Urdu, Hindi, Bengali, and Punjabi. These languages are spoken in northern India and in Pakistan. Persian and Kurdish are also part of the Indo-Iranian language group. As an aside, the ancient Indian language Sanskrit has had an enormous impact on historical language research. Systematic similarities between Sanskrit, Latin, and Greek were noted as early as the 18th century CE. Romance languages developed from Latin and have about 800 million speakers in Europe and Latin America. Spanish, Portuguese, French, Italian, and Romanian belong to this language group. Germanic languages have about 524 million speakers in Europe and North America. The Scandinavian languages, Swedish, Danish, Norwegian, Icelandic, and Faroese, belong to this group, along with English, German, Dutch, Flemish, which is spoken in a part of Belgium, and Afrikaans, which is related to Dutch and is spoken in South Africa. Slavic languages are primarily confined to Eastern Europe and have about 300 million speakers. Russian is the most widely spoken language in this group. Other Slavic languages include Belarusian, Ukrainian, Polish, Czech, Slovakian, Bulgarian, Serbian, Croatian, and Bosnian. Baltic languages are represented by Latvian and Lithuanian. Greek includes modern Greek along with the various older forms of Greek. Celtic languages were once spoken all over Europe, but now they only comprise a small number of languages: Breton, Irish Gaelic, Welsh, and Scottish Gaelic. Other European language families. There are several other language families represented in Europe. The two most widely spoken ones are the Turkic language group, spoken by about 200 million speakers in Turkey, and the Finno-Ugric language group, which includes Finnish, Estonian, Sami, and Hungarian. Finally, there is an interesting European language, Basque, Euskara, spoken in the Basque region of northern Spain and in a small part of southwestern France. Basque has no known relatives, 715,000 speakers with Basque as a first language. The four language families in Africa. The languages in Africa are usually divided into four language families. Niger-Congo is usually divided into 10 subgroups, each of which includes several hundred languages. Nearly half of the Niger-Congo languages are made up of different Bantu languages. These are spoken by about 700 million people in sub-Saharan Africa. Swahili is the best known and most widely spread of the Bantu languages. Khoisan is spoken by roughly 250,000 people in southern Africa, particularly in the Kalahari Desert in Namibia and Botswana. Because the Khoisan languages include click sounds, they are usually referred to as click languages. The Khoisan family is divided into three subgroups: North, Central, and South. In earlier times, this language family only consisted of two main groups: Hottentots, herders, and Bushmen, nomads. Afro-Asian is found in the northern and eastern parts of Africa, from Mauritania in the west to Somalia in the east. This family is usually divided into five subgroups. Semitic is the most commonly used and best understood subgroup thanks to the spread of Arabic, which is understood throughout North Africa. Arabic is commonly used for education purposes in North Africa and is understood by about 150 million people. Other important Semitic languages are Amharic, Hebrew, and Tigrinya, which are spoken by about 34 million Ethiopians. The long-extinct Egyptian language, which is known for its hieroglyphics, is considered to have belonged to the Afro-Asian language family. Nilo-Saharan is a catch-all family that consists of all the languages that were left over when Africa's language families were first established. Nilo languages include roughly 150 languages spoken by approximately 8 million people in East Africa. Saharan languages comprise 10 languages and have about 5 million speakers in Chad, Niger, and Libya. The Sino-Tibetan language family. The Sino-Tibetan language family has the largest number of speakers in the world, with an estimated 1 billion speakers. Spoken by about 1.35 billion people in northern China, Mandarin is the largest language within this family. Other major languages in this group include Hakka, Wu, and Yuan, Cantonese, all of which are spoken in China. All three share the same written language, which is why they are all sometimes called Chinese. Yet the people who speak these different languages cannot understand each other. Other languages in the Sino-Tibetan family are Burmese, Tibetan, and Taiwanese. The relationships between the languages of this family are unclear and often disputed. The Malayo-Polynesian language family. Malayo-Polynesian, another large language family in Asia and Oceania, has about 385 million speakers and covers a vast geographical area, from Madagascar to Indonesia and Hawaii. After Indo-European, this is the most widespread language family in the world. The Indonesian or West branch of the group includes the most widely spoken languages within the Malayo-Polynesian language family. These are Javanese, Indonesian, Tagalog, found in the Philippines, and Malay. The Polynesian or East branch is usually divided up into Micronesian, Polynesian, and Melanesian languages, which also include Fiji and Maori, the latter spoken in New Zealand. The Dravidian language family. The Dravidian language family is spoken by 215 million speakers in southern India. Tamil and Telugu are the most widely spoken languages in this family, with about 75 million speakers each. The Australian language family. The Australian language family has significantly fewer speakers than any of the others noted above. Its languages are spoken by Australian Aborigines. The American Indian Language Family. Only a few of the languages that were spoken by the original inhabitants of North and South America are still spoken today. These are usually grouped together under the name American Indian Languages, a term that covers 20 different families with several languages in each. The American Indian languages with the most speakers are Quechua, spoken in Bolivia and Peru, and Guarani, spoken in Paraguay. Other languages. Papuan, the language family of New Guinea, numbers about 700 languages. These are grouped together only for convenience due to the geographic location. The relationships of the languages in this family with each other and with other language families are unclear. There are also a number of languages whose relationships have not been thoroughly investigated. The most widely spoken of these are all Asian. Japanese, 125 million speakers. Korean, 77 million speakers. Vietnamese, 74 million speakers. Thai, 66 million speakers. Thai and Vietnamese are considered distant relatives, but neither Japanese nor Korean has any known relatives. Five common misconceptions about translation. There are a number of widespread misconceptions about the act of translation. These misconceptions impede the understanding of what the profession is all about and what it requires. Furthermore, they give someone interested in joining the profession a false sense of what it involves. Misconception number one: anyone can translate. Many lay people think that if you know a foreign language, you can translate. This is possibly the most misleading of all the misconceptions about the field, on a number of levels. First of all, many people truly do not understand what it means to know a language as a translation professional. To know a language well enough to translate into it is a considerably different enterprise than simply understanding it. If millions of people have difficulty composing a text in their own language, how then can they be expected to be able to do so in a foreign language? Second, to be able to translate, you need to be proficient in at least two languages, your native language and another foreign language. You must understand the grammar of all your working languages. Moreover, you should have a talent for playing with verbal nuances, and you should be interested in languages. Not to mention that you should also be familiar with the cultural differences and environments typical of where your languages are spoken. Misconception number two: translation is a fast process. Although it may seem natural when performed by skilled professionals, translation is an art, and it requires a good deal of thought. Generally, translating a text will always take as long as or longer than it took to write that text. And even the best translators often find phrases, words, or structures that make them pause. These pauses can increase translation time. Misconception number three: it is easy to translate. Most activities look easy when performed by skilled, experienced professionals. However, those professionals took years to achieve such ease and accomplishment. Think of an Olympic athlete or a ballerina. The work of translating requires a high level of concentration. Each word, phrase, preposition, structure, figure of speech, idiom, etc., in both the source and the target language must be carefully considered during the translation process. In a sense, it is like having two different centers of thought in your mind. The only way to make them communicate is if the interface between them remains active. Yet there are times when even the most experienced of translation experts can find this exhausting and difficult. Misconception number four: translation is natural and requires little study. Many people think that you do not need to study to become a translator. False. Becoming a translator requires an immense amount of study, and it can literally take a lifetime to learn a language. No matter how proficient you are, you continue learning more with each new translation project. Meanwhile, you're also learning numerous new ideas related to the field and subject of the translation material. The job of a translator is much like that of a doctor. Keeping your quality high and producing never-failing professional performance requires lifelong learning. Misconception number five: all subjects are equal. Many people, even project managers for agencies, think that once you become a translator, you can translate any kind of text. False. While this would be wonderful, it simply is not true. A translator can only translate texts within his or her own scope of knowledge. It is impossible to analyze a source text unless you understand every word of it. Therefore, source texts in specialized or technical fields are best translated by people with expertise in these fields. Conclusion. It's no exaggeration to say that translation is as old as civilization itself, a crucial activity throughout the world and throughout time. Translators are involved in nearly all interactions between foreign nations, from peace treaties to trade agreements, political marriages between sovereigns, and negotiations over territory. So, who are the professionals who perform this important work? Let's next turn our attention to them and take a look. Review questions. Question 1. What is translation? Answer. Translation is the act of moving written text from one language to another. Question 2. Is translation a complicated activity? Answer. Yes, researchers have recently concluded that translating from one language to another is one of the most complex, high-order activities of the human brain. Question 3. What is the act of translation primarily about? Answer. Meaning, and not just words. Question 4. What are two of the earliest known translated documents? Answer. The Sumerian Epic of Gilgamesh and the Jewish Septuagint, Old Testament. Question 5. Name the 12 major language families in the world. Answer. Indo-European, Other European, Niger-Congo, Khoisan, Afro-Asian, Nilo-Saharan, Sino-Tibetan, Malayo-Polynesian, Dravidian, Australian, American Indian, Papuan. There are also several languages in a separate other group. Question 6. Roughly how many languages are there in the world today? Answer. Just over 7,100 at last count. Question 7. What 10 languages have the most native speakers as of the last tally? Answer. From the largest number of speakers to the fewest, the top 10 are English, Mandarin, Hindi, Spanish, French, Standard Arabic, Bengali, Russian, Portuguese, Indonesian. Question 8. What global trend is translation a part of? Answer. Automation and an increasing use of computers. Question 9. Name the 5 most commonly held misconceptions about translation. Answer. 1. Anyone can translate. 2. It is fast. 3. It is easy. 4. It is natural and requires little study. 5. All subjects are equal for a translator. Question 10. Complete this sentence. The best translations are... Answer. The best translations are invisible.